I survived my first day back after winter break.
And we're going to have a delayed start tomorrow because of tornadoes.
Oh. And you're here with us on Teachers Who Talk Crime
Podcast.
Tornadoes.
Yeah. So, you know, we were supposed to start back tomorrow with teachers only, and there's been tornadoes. There's been tornadoes touching down all in the south today. So they're supposed to still, like, come out through the night, and so we're going to have a delayed start tomorrow.
Wait, you weren't even going to have students tomorrow?
No, it's a PD day.
Yo, I love you, but I also hate you very much right now. I just want to let you know that. I love you, but I am Irk Phi Irk Sorority Incorporated.
Well, I thought that you guys would have had a PD day first.
Child, no.
So, like, how did y'all get ready?
We didn't.
Oh, okay. All right. Just out here winging it.
Yeah, pretty much. We have a masquerade party next Thursday. After work, and then we have a PD day the day after.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's with the masquerade party?
I guess it's our holiday party. So.
Okay.
But the holiday has gone, so I'm not really sure we're celebrating.
But you're all going to be wearing masks?
Yeah, masks. They said you can dress up or dress down. So me and my boo is clearly dressing up. So period at period.
Any occasion.
You know, about to be real fancy with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Any reason to buy another dress.
Exactly. Exactly correct. Yeah.
Well, you know, we're back, guys. And this is not a regular episode. We promised we were bringing our happy hour episodes back. And so here we are.
Mm-hmm.
It's a full moon. So you already know. Yeah, just like that. Mm-hmm. And the crazies are coming out early to start 2023.
Right? Just fresh out the gate. That's crazy. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So we are not drinking because we're just getting back into school. And I'm doing dry January. So why did I sign up for dry January? I don't really know.
Yeah.
But I felt like it was a goal that I could actually do.
Yeah, I don't think I want to achieve that.
I also looked at my calendar, though, and we don't have any events in January. So it's like, well.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but it's like 2023 hit, and I, like, went into, like, house mode. And, like, I'm looking around our house, and we're already running out of space, and we just moved in May, and nothing's organized. Things could be more organized.
Wait, you said you're renting out a space?
Running out of space.
Oh, I was like, you renting a room? What?
No, but I just feel like we could be way more, like, organized. And our house is not decorated. None of the rooms are, like, have decor in them. And
Brooke, you moved really in, like, 3 days ago, bro.
I just want to get it.
No. Take your time. That's how you get buried in the hole, when you try to furnish it all and get her done all at once. Take your time. Go room by room. Take your time. Feel it out.
That's true. I got to work on MySpace first. Like, not MySpace, the social media profile, but, like, MySpace.
Is that even still a thing?
I don't think it is. I tried to Google mine the other day, and I don't really think it's a thing anymore. Like, I think it's still, like, an active website, but I don't think it's, like, popping the way it was popping when me and you were popping.
What happens if we just, like, bring it back?
I would love to bring MySpace back. It was so, like, you know, authentic to who you were.
You would definitely be in my top eight.
You would so be in my top eight. These kids aren't ready for a top eight. Like, they get their feelings hurt over everything.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
They don't know the trauma that the top eight caused.
Yeah. It really, like, broke up friendships.
Oh, yeah.
Relationships. You know.
You knew just who was kind of liking who and who was talking to who. Yeah. And mm-hmm.
I just Googled it. It's not even still a thing. It's like, so MySpace.com, it takes you to, like, some music page. Like, it's not, it's not MySpace. It's about music, videos, profiles. And they're
so
all
maybe?
Like, But they're all like, it says like artist, model, designer, artist, model, entrepreneur, dancer, member. Like, I don't think this ain't it.
That's not the MySpace we knew.
No, this is different. Like, I just clicked on a random person. Like, if there's no top eight, I don't want to be here.
And a song that describes your feelings in that exact moment.
Yeah.
In a sparkly quote that
Oh.
matches the background.
Maybe like that should be our thing. Let's bring back MySpace.
I really think Tom, are you
Yeah.
listening, Tom?
I
I
mean,
think he needs to partner up with Mark, Mark from
Zuckerberg.
Facebook. Yep. And they need to like reboot MySpace. We vote for it.
Or we could just do it and call it our space.
Oh, I like it. Yeah, I'm with that. I'm
I
with
like
that.
that. I just have we can't do a top eight because he's gonna say we like what is he Tom even doing these days? Like, what is he doing? Is he gonna sue us if we make our
Is he
space?
still sitting in that chair all humped over with his blue background?
Oh my gosh, and that white t-shirt.
Oh, the white t-shirt. Yep. And when you wanted to make everyone mad, you just put Tom as your number one.
Yep, and they were like, "You don't even know him." That's my friend.
I like Tom.
That's my friend. He's 52. I don't know what he,
Wow.
I don't know what he's doing with his life. Oh, what does MySpace Tom do now? He is currently an investor in both SpaceX and CRISPR. I don't know what either of those are.
SpaceX is the Elon Musk thing.
Oh, like with the Teslas going into space.
Yep.
Oh, okay. So we know that he has a ticket on one of those. Okay, cool.
Can he get us the Tessie? Hey,
He
Tom.
and Tommy.
You were my number one back in the 2000s.
Like, come on, Tommy. Come on.
Yeah, I just, yep. I remember those days.
That's crazy. Wow.
Good times.
Seems like so long ago.
Yeah, when you had the dial-up internet, you would stay in your
Oh.
computer room because everybody had a computer room. Unless you got in trouble and your parents would move your computer to the living room and then you only had access in the living room. Yep.
Them's were the days.
They were. So, yeah. Well, we'll just jump into it and get started with our
Estudiante Estrella.
Yep, because I can't say that, so I wasn't even about to try.
You know, I think you would
Did
have
my
done.
booty better pop pop.
I think you would have done great if you did it. You gotta have faith.
Yep.
You gotta have
Yep.
faith. Next time, you'll say it.
Aw,
You're
thanks.
welcome.
Oh, yeah. All right.
So our Estudiante Estrella today is AS 810.
Like A, the letter, S, the letter, 8, as in the number, 1, as in the number 0, as in the number.
Yes, as 810. But I think it just sounds better when you say AS 810. Yeah.
Yeah.
So their review is titled Never Have I Ever. Ooh, everybody put those fingers up.
Oh, 5 fingers up.
Five fingers up for those 5 stars. Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, good play on that.
Well, thank you so much. So AS810 says, listen to a true crime podcast before this one, and now I'm afraid to listen to any others because they might not measure up. I was caught off guard when the trailer to this podcast came across my Spotify feed a week or so ago, and boy, was I intrigued. These ladies know how to tell a great story, and I love, love, love the emphasis they put on mental health and rolling the conversation into how these kids got here. They keep the mood fun with their banter while educating and empathizing. I'm sorry, AS810. I was reading too fast. This is my first day back at work today. Just don't mind me, okay? I'm gonna run that sentence back just for you. They keep the mood fun with their banter while educating and empathizing, and you don't even realize an hour has passed when it's over. I've been to every episode, all 31, and I can't wait for more. Give me more. Give me.
She's disappeared.
Here's the
That's
thing.
the conspiracy.
This conspiracy, because apparently, because I saw on my TikTok feed that they think that they're just green screening her old videos in other places, so it still looks like she's active, but she's low key like missing.
Yeah, I think she's missing.
I this is a terrifying story.
Kanye is missing too.
What do you mean he's missing? Where yet? Like he
they can't find him.
Like what?
Yeah, him and Brittany, they're missing. What if they ran away together?
That would be no one would have ever thought that would have happened. I'll tell you that.
That would be yikes on tykes on bikes.
That would the biggest yikes on the biggest tykes on the biggest bikes.
Yep. That would be so many cuckoos under one roof. Like,
I don't even want to think about it because that's terrifying. Yikes. But AS810, thank you so much for your review. This gold stars for yeah.
Oh, where did that come from?
That was in honor of, I was trying to go with a Britney Spears vibes, but it came out more Ariana Grande, but it's okay.
I really enjoyed that. Okay.
Thank you. I'm okay. Thank you.
Yeah, that was really good. And they said that they were on episode 31, so I'm really hoping that they've caught up because this is episode 54.
That's wild.
Yep.
Wow. Ooh, and I did have an update from our teacher story episode. I don't know if you saw the email from Tire Teacher, Tire TA.
Okay, no.
Oh, she said, we were right. 8 to 10 students per one teacher for, what is it, 3? 8 to 1 to 3?
Paras.
For 3 paras, yeah. Or like teacher's assistants, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yes. No, there was no we were right, you were right.
Oh,
because
well.
I didn't know.
I mean, I feel like we're collectively doing this thing together, so, you know.
Yeah, but you are the one I Googled it, and I got Luke chapter 8, verses 1 through 3.
I mean, I wonder what it says. Maybe that would have said something about the leader and the assistants.
It could.
You know?
It could have.
I'm going to look it up.
It really could.
Because if that links in, chow, won't he do it?
Yes, it will. Just say.
Oh my goodness.
Well, this is not like a super long case, but there are some feelings. I think that I'm going to hit some nerves on this one. So I'm just going to go ahead and jump on into it, if that's okay with you.
That's fine with me, girl.
Okie dokie. So sit down. Shut up. The hypnotizing is about to begin.
Ahora.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and start off. We've wanted to kind of start doing this, so we're just going to jump into it with this case, and we're going to give our trigger warnings up front so that you guys can know what the case is kind of about and see if you want to stick around or not. So the trigger warnings for the following case are talk of suicide, hypnosis, death of a minor, and emotional abuse. If you are uncomfortable listening to a case involving any of these things, we totally get it, and we'll see you next time.
All right.
So, let's get into it. George Kinney, 51 years old, is a former principal of Northport High School in Sarasota, Florida. I say former because on May 19th, 2011, he was placed on administrative leave after a student who he hypnotized committed suicide. Kinney became principal in 2001 at a newly built Northport High School. He was well-loved and respected by the community and students. However, Kinney had another unique interest, and that was hypnosis. Kinney learned beginner hypnosis by way of DVDs he had watched and studied from. It was reported that Kinney had been using hypnosis for years in the school and sometimes even outside of the school. He used these methods to reduce test anxiety and improve sports performances.
Oh, well, that's like good.
Right? It is good. Yes.
Huh. Reduce text. Like, that's the first thing that came in my brain. Was like, because so many, even third graders with this being their first year testing, like, I could give them all the pep talks in the world and give them all the little brain breaks and little candies with the fun puns.
Yep. Doesn't matter.
Mm-mm.
Yep. He believed he was ultimately doing good over harm. At one point, and it's unclear if the website's still up and operating, and I say that because couldn't you just go Google it? I did Google it, but I am also on a school-issued computer that I work on, so a lot of the sites sometimes are blocked on my computer. Mm. So he did have a website, and on my end, it shows that it's no longer available. Again, I say that you could maybe go look for yourself. I don't think it's still operating. It possibly could be.
Okay.
But Kenny's website promoted hypnosis with a banner that said, banish fear and insecurity from your life.
I mean, that sounds like a major selling point to me.
You know, and he, all accounts, he was doing what he felt was right.
Yeah, he was doing something good, it sounded like at first, until, you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Yeah. Kenny aspired to take his healing abilities to the collegiate level and had even contacted Pro Sports Academy in Punta Gorda in 2012 to try and work with them. He sent them proposals asking if he could start hypnotizing professional athletes for healing purposes. When asked, he said he believed this would be a money-making business deal.
Hmm. I mean, my concern with that is, like, you can, So let's say you hypnotize someone to quote unquote heal them from an injury that they're not actually healed from. So then they're playing on this whatever's broken or injured, thinking that it's good, and then it could ultimately cause more damage.
It's kind of like those cortisone shots that they're used to give athletes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd go out there and you didn't feel any pain because you have this shot in your body, and then you were tearing more ligaments because you were still playing on an injured object in your body.
Yeah, that's the only concern I have with that, because, like, that's ultimately, like you said, doing more harm to yourself than good.
Yes, but he also said that he would use hypnosis for concentration purposes within a game. So, like, to help athletes concentrate, or to help them get over their nerves, or to help them maintain focus.
Okay. I mean, I like that aspect. I like that.
So, depending on their need.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. However, in 2011, 1 year prior to possibly doing a career change and moving over to the collegiate side, after three students engaged in hypnosis and days later were no longer alive, Kenny became under much scrutiny.
Three. Now, my question. Did their parents know that they were being hypnotized? Or was this something he was like, come on, kids, let me hypnotize you?
Well, I'm going to bring that up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you need to have consent for that. Because, like, I remember way back when, I'm just going to show my age, my senior trip, we went to, like, this lodge in, like, Pennsylvania or wherever the hell it was. And there was always this hypnosis part where they would just, oh, who wants to be hypnotized? And I don't even know.
Kind of like a show.
Yeah. And it's like, do you need consent to do that?
Well, because you're a minor.
Because I don't think anybody gave consent.
Right.
Huh. That's wild.
Yeah. So this is a civil case. This is not a criminal case. And I want to point out that to date, Kenny still has many supporters, and I am in no way about to drag his name personally. I obviously believe that hypnosis has no place in a public school setting that houses minors whose brains are developing every single day, but that is my personal opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that I'm going to present to you guys was public knowledge. And like I said, I read the deposition. It was a civil case. It was settled. This was never any criminal charges. And Kenny has an active Facebook account for his supporters that still stand by him and are in his corner.
Okay.
But let's jump into what we do know. The case against Kenny, George Kenny, began in 2012 when Kenny admitted to hypnotizing Wesley McKinley, a 16-year-old aspiring musician who even had Juilliard potential, killed himself a day after being hypnotized by Kenny in April of 2011.
Hmm.
The case sprang open when Wesley's best friend brought the hypnosis up to his mother and others. Wesley's friend claimed he was not on board with Wesley getting hypnotized by Kenny, and even said that Wesley would completely be different after undergoing hypnosis in these sessions.
Mm-hmm.
He claimed that Wesley wouldn't even know his name, and that when they would call him Wesley, which is what he went by, he wouldn't respond, and instead said that Tyler was his name. Tyler was his middle name, but he did not ever go by that name.
That's interesting.
He would stare. Yeah, he would stare blankly at the bus seat next to him. He would forget where he was. He would forget where people were, what he had planned to do that day. His friend just said he just seemed very out of it. Now, Wesley had talked to this friend previously about the hypnosis that George Kenny would do. And the friend told him about an experience on a field trip. I think it was ROTCO.
Okay.
That program in high school that they had gone on, and this friend had gone, and Kenny was one of the chaperones, and he had invited these kids into this room, and they were all going to do hypnosis. Mm-hmm. And he made light of it. He didn't do any serious hypnosis. He told one guy that he could no longer read English, and everything was in Chinese. He told one guy he could only read in Braille. He made two guys dance with each other, and he would make other boys put on lipstick, and then they woke up the next morning and didn't know why they had lipstick on them. So the friend said that even though he saw this, he never engaged, and he really wasn't like, ooh, wow, this is awesome. So he tells Wesley all of these things, and he's like, I'm not really up for this. This isn't really my thing. Like, I saw it. It's kind of actually weird. But Wesley went ahead with it because he did have this upcoming Juilliard audition coming up, and he was very nervous. So it's reported that Wesley went into these sessions wanting to eliminate those nerves and make himself more calm.
Okay. I mean, wow. That's a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on there. I mean, I'm still just concerned. Apparently the adults didn't know about this, and that's sus.
It is. And the friend brought it up to Wesley's mother before Wesley passed away. And she said that she did not agree with it and that she did not want him to do it. Mm-hmm. And Wesley continued to do these sessions before school ended. And he would get on the bus, and he had gone through these sessions at school during school hours. And the friend opened up the floodgates again when the two boys, they left school. Wesley had gone through a hypnosis session that day. The boys played video games that night. He asked Wesley to text him. He texted Wesley, and Wesley never responded. And he just felt like Wesley was just really off, just wasn't himself.
Okay.
And that's kind of what sprung everything into action. So two other students who were also hypnotized by Kenny died that same year in the spring of 2011. Brittany Palomba, 17 years old, also committed suicide May 4th of 2011. At the time of Brittany's death, Kenny denied using the techniques on her. It was reported that Brittany underwent hypnosis due to an upcoming test for college purposes. Brittany was a scholar and had a GPA that was above 4.0. She had major test anxiety, and Kenny claimed to specialize in easing test anxiety through hypnosis.
But he said he did not do hypnosis on her.
Yes, he denied it at first.
Okay, at first. See, that just sounds sus. If you saying, oh, I didn't do it, then you're like, well, I did. Like, it just sounds suspect to me. Like, why didn't you just come out from Jump Street and say, hey, I did this. I mean, I get it. It makes you look really crazy that now you have two kids under your belt who have committed suicide after going to one of your sessions. That does look suspect. But sir, if you did it, you did it.
Right. Right. Then you have Marcus Freeman. What happened to Marcus is a tragedy, and I will say that. And this is my opinion for this next sentence, so please take it with a grain of salt. Marcus is the wrench in the case because Marcus did not die by his own hand. And so I think when people try to debate this case online, which I obviously was reading much of the debate, they use Marcus as kind of that outlier effect. Mm-hmm. Because he died in a different way, but they kind of bring it full circle. So Marcus Freeman was a star athlete and also died on March 15th of 2011 in a car accident after his parents and specialist say that he had hypnotized himself, which he had learned how to do from George Kenny. Mm. George Kenny denied this as well at the time, although this came when all of this came to light. Marcus's girlfriend was with Marcus the day of the crash. He had gone in for a routine root canal, and when he came out, his girlfriend said he was in some type of trance almost. Marcus lost control of his Ford pickup on the highway and hit a tree. Marcus did not survive, but his girlfriend did. Now, the debate online is that Marcus got into a vehicle after being sedated during a root canal.
Yep. I was wondering why the girlfriend didn't drive.
Yes. So people said, yeah, of course he was in a trance-like state. He just had laughing gas and all of this other stuff. Whatever you get when you get a root canal, he had obviously been given. He gets in a vehicle and he drives. Now, that is the debate online. I wasn't there. I don't know what happened. But what is believed is that when his body was observed, and I don't want to say it was an autopsy because what I think how it was read to me was the family kind of hired someone to kind of look over what happened to his body and the trajectory of the events.
Yeah.
And this professional said that there was no way a healthy 17, 16 year old kid could have just had seizure like experiences in those moments, which gave the effect of being hypnotized. So what they believe is that George Kenny had taught Marcus how to self-hypnotize, and that is what Marcus did on himself, which caused this accident, which caused Marcus's death.
But do we know, I'm assuming we don't because we don't have his testimony, but why would he self-hypnotize himself before a root canal?
That I don't know. What I could assume was pain, because remember, he was all about and he was the athlete, so he had seen Kenny like hypnotize athletes for like injuries and stuff. There was actually one instance, and this was a complaint about George Kenny by a school nurse.
Okay.
That there was a basketball game going on, and one of the players had twisted, sprung his wrist, his ankle. He had done something on the court to hurt his ankle. Well, as the professional, the nurse on site, as she was going out to the court, George Kenny, ran onto the court and tried this whole trance hypnosis thing. And she filed a complaint with the board saying that he obstructed her job and kind of hindered her from treating a child that was injured.
Did she end up winning that?
No, but that was a complaint that was on record and it was on file.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. Interesting stuff. Real interesting.
Yeah. Kenny later recanted this denial in the Marcus and Brittany's death, saying that he lied, and he did admit that he did have sessions with both Marcus and Brittany, the now deceased students. In this same interview, Kenny said that he felt terrible about, quote, putting his school and his students through something that they didn't need or deserve to have to endure on top of all the tragedy they had already experienced. During the district investigation, it was uncovered that the school officials had issued warnings to Kenny. It was also uncovered that there had been complaints by coworkers and parents. We learned that between 2009 and 2011, Kenny had hypnotized approximately 75 people. This included students, parents, and staff members.
Whoa. Parents and staff members?
Yes.
Was this with their consent?
Yes. The parents and the staff members were with their consent as adults, as the legal age of above 18. Now, students were, you know, take it how you want, because I mean, a student as a minor, so they did they have parent consent? I don't know. Did all 75 give consent? I don't know.
Okay.
These sessions were seen in a psychology class, which was given on campus, but sometimes Kenny would hold these sessions one-on-one in his office. He would even record some of these sessions. The orders from the school limited Kenny to only use hypnosis in psychology class and with parental permission, which Kenny did not follow.
I wonder, like what was your motive behind that? Did you know they were going to say no?
And or did you just it just slip your mind?
I don't think it would have slipped his mind, especially if they're saying they gave him all these warnings and clearly they're giving him stipulations like, hey, look, we're not saying you can't do it entirely. You can do it in psychology class with parent consent. Like, sir, you're
You even have to get parent consent now to take sex ed.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Because we
So
do,
why would this be any different?
yeah, because we do like the period talk and all that. And we have to, and some kids can't participate and they have to go to other classrooms. So, like, why would you think that you are exempt when you are literally altering a minor's mind?
Correct. Mark Zimmerman, however, who is Kenny's lawyer, said that no one had alleged that there is a link between the hypnosis and the death of those three students. He said, quote, Dr. Kenny had no indications that these were students who would take their own lives. Zimmerman also added that he did have an individual session with Brittany and a parent was even present during that time. He said, quote, it is a coincidence that of the many students he was working with, two had other things going on in their lives.
Other
So what he's
things.
saying is that had he known that Brittany and Wesley were suffering in other ways mentally, he wouldn't have done it. But it just so happens that of all the people he hypnotized, these particular students just had other things going on in their lives.
Well, why didn't you do some type of screener to make sure that they were okay to handle said hypnosis?
They brought that up in court.
Okay, so see, I should be a lawyer.
They did. The families of these students were never seeking money in this civil suit. They were simply seeking justice and wanted for the school district and for George Kenney to take accountability. Paul Freeman, the father of Marcus Freeman, said in 2012, quote, I hate to think our children died in vain, that their deaths are not used to better the future of everyone's children. Kenny claimed he attended a seminar which he took off work for and the school knew about in order to learn more about his hypnosis. So this came from the deposition. They were asking Kenny, well, did the school know that you were going to these seminars? Did you take personal days? Did you take sick days? He was like, no, they knew. So Kenny attended a seminar in Deland, Florida called Omni Hypnosis Training Center. The leader of this seminar said that Kenny completed 100 hours of training, and the program claimed it teaches, quote, all safety parameters. He later said that his passion for helping students overcame his good judgment. He said, quote, I may have pushed the envelope, but I don't think I've stepped over the line.
I'd also be curious to see if out of the 75, how many others were suffering other things as well and didn't happen to do what these three did.
So one got one kid that when I watched somebody else covered this case in like a civil podcast, but it one kid came forward and said that, you know, although he didn't go to the extremes of what Brittany and Wesley did, he does now, as an adult, suffer very, very massive memory loss. He said that he will literally be in the middle of a task and completely forget what he's doing for hours and then be like, oh, wait, I was doing that.
That's
He,
terrifying.
yes, he says that it's happened ever since he had multiple sessions with George Kenney.
Wow. That's kind of that. I wonder if anybody else is experiencing this as well, because like, why?
What if there's just like 75 people out there that are just walking around like with memory loss?
Yeah, and then also, like, you went to this training that claimed that they taught you all the safety procedures, but you have people literally losing their memory in mid-thought. Like, that doesn't sound
Right.
like any type of safety procedure to me.
Nope. Kenny, at one point when these charges were made and allegations were made, he could have possibly faced criminal charges under a very rarely used Florida law that bars therapeutic hypnosis unless it is monitored by a medical professional. But Zimmerman, George Kenny's lawyer, said that this law was very vague and said that, quote, hypnosis isn't illegal. What it is controversial.
See that?
Definitely see that. I agreed with that statement.
Yeah.
During the deposition, it showed Kenny as articulate, defensive, combative, and insistent that he did not hold responsibility for the death of the three students. The attorney even asked Kenny if he thought it was appropriate when Kenny called the parents of one of the students after the death of their child and showed them hypnosis CDs he sells online for $10.99.
Where is the empathy? Where is it?
Yeah.
Because this child just died and then you calling their people to be like, hey, you try and buy this CD? Because it could really work wonders. Like, what is that? Right.
So Kenny deflected the comment and said that this was taken out of context and said that he was not selling the CD. He was trying to show the parents what his sessions actually look like.
Again, it sounds like you're trying to cover your ass when you need to have a little empathy here.
Yeah.
You just so happen to be the last person to put my child under hypnosis. And now my child happens to be dead. So when you hit my line, the first thing out your mouth should be, I am so sorry for your loss. And that should be it. Ain't nobody care what you were doing in those sessions. The point of the matter is you had this session and so happenly my child passed away. So have some empathy. Keep your CDs, DVDs, MP3s, all that to yourself. Thank you. Good night.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I mean, for you to even have a conversation with this child's parents afterwards, it was kind of pushing the limit.
Oh, 100%.
Kenny pleaded no contest in 2012 to practicing therapeutic hypnosis without a license and served a year's probation. His teaching license was taken by the Department of Education in Florida, and he cannot ever reapply for one. The school board has settled the civil suit and will pay $200,000 to each family in the civil suit. These were the families of Wesley McKinley, 16 years old, Marcus Freeman, 16 years old, and Brittany Palomba, 17 years old. George Kenny now resides on the East Coast, 40 minutes west of Asheville, North Carolina. He is running a bed and breakfast that offers many amenities.
Hopefully not hypnosis.
Good Lord, if that was on the agenda.
Like,
could you imagine?
I couldn't, but he seems just really driven to this hypnosis, so I wouldn't be surprised if he's still, like, trying to perfect his craft or doing things, like, behind closed doors or underneath the table or whatever it is. But he just seemed to really enjoy this. So I would be really shocked if he was not doing any type of hypnotherapy anymore.
Yeah. So again, I'm going to give some of my opinions, take them with a grain of salt. So bottom line, I do not believe that Principal George Kenny hypnotized the kids into committing suicide. But what I do believe is Kenny tried some type of unofficial counseling and he was not qualified to do so. What he should have done instead was refer them to someone who is a trained professional and could have helped these children. I do not believe he purposely intended to cause harm, but I do not personally believe that the school holds a place for hypnotism. Hypnosis can cause amnesia, disorientation, paralysis, and memory loss. I do not believe that this should be a method used on developing brains such as children. But for the record, I'm not a professional and I do not hold credentials in hypnosis or anything above. This is just my opinion.
Okay. I mean, I agree with everything you said as well. I think just the selling points were really big to the kids, which is probably why they signed up for it. You know, oh, I can, you know, reduce your test anxiety. I can make you like not feel pain. I can, you know, and no one's probably done the research of like all the effects that hypnosis can do to you. So it's kind of, it sucks that they, you know, just took his word for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because now, you know, some people, I mean, we know of one, but it could be of many who are now experiencing active memory loss. Not just like you do something and you forget. You're literally in the middle of doing something and you forget. That's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I've never really believed in hypnosis, and I went on Reddit and obviously Googled, but I was on Reddit to see what I could find on George Kenny and stuff, because I always love reading like those comments now that I've discovered Reddit in form of true crime. And several people were saying that you cannot be hypnotized unless you want to be hypnotized.
Yep.
But like you said, he was the cool principal. He was the friend. He was the laid back principal. And the kids admired him, and he even made this, well, he got asked on the stand if he thought that he was a narcissist, and he of course said no, because what narcissist is going to admit that they're a narcissist? But he got asked on the stand, like, do you think you played into the hands of your demographic? And he was like, yes. He was like, no one in our area has PhDs, and I knew that I had PhDs and they looked up to that. So you're basically admitting that these kids trusted you, and whether you intended to do harm or not, which I don't believe that he did, you are messing with brains that are constantly developing every single day and it won't be fully developed for years after high school. You don't know the effects of what you did to a developing brain.
And again, he doesn't seem to have any empathy towards it as well. So with all that, I stand by what I said. I still think he's doing it. Like, I don't doubt it.
Yeah, he is like the wind catchers and all of that in the Airbnb, and he's like, "Oh, come on, I can help you sleep
I
all
just help
night."
like it's I just believe that now it's not as out and about, which is probably why he doesn't have a website, which is probably why he's not promoting it word of mouth, because his name is now attached to three suicides. So
Correct. Well, and he said that that was not what he thought he would be doing, and he said that this was not by choice, and that he, but they were like, "Do you agree that you were forced into retirement?" And he was like, "No." And they were like, "What do you mean, no?" And he was like, "No, I just retired." And they were like, "Yes, but is it true that you retired because you were going to be fired?" And he was like, "No, they weren't going to fire me." Like, that was the kind of things he was saying on the stand. So again, I think that maybe his heart was in the right place, but the reactions that I saw, like in the deposition, just didn't give a lot of empathy, like you said.
He seems very just cocky. Like, they're not gonna fire me. I was gonna retire anyway. Sir, you weren't. You
No.
weren't, and you know it. You had no intention of retiring until all this fire came on. You were like, well, guess I gotta open this bed and breakfast with a hypnosis chamber in the basement.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's really bizarre.
So, this whole case was very bizarre. A lot of people have different opinions about it, and they think that there were several people on the support page on Facebook that said the only reason this case got media attention is because of the clickbait titles, and it was like hypnosis principal, and principal hypnotizes three students that are now dead, and blah blah blah. Well, that's what the media does. But at the end of the day, was he right for doing this without parental consent? No. He had no reason to be doing this without parental consent. And two, yeah, it might be clickbait, but that's exactly what happened. He hypnotized three kids that are no longer with us. So I would love to know what you guys think about this case. We do read all of your comments. I giggle out loud at most of them. So just because we don't reply on Instagram comment section doesn't mean we didn't see them, and doesn't mean that me and Ashley don't talk about them later. So if you have any opinions about this case, as always, let us know. And yeah.
Well, thanks for bringing us that very different case.
It's very bizarre.
It's definitely nothing like we've ever covered before.
Nope. How bizarre. How bizarre. How bizarre.
It's 100%. Well,
Like, I won't even do the tarot cards.
no, those are scary.
I don't, and I've never got my palm read.
Actually, that's a lie. I've done it once. But it was my friend's daughter who did it, and it's mainly like interpretation. Like, the death card doesn't mean death, it means new beginnings, things like that. Like, I've always been terrified to go to a psychic. Like, what if she tells me I'm gonna die tomorrow? Like, how am I gonna, you know what I mean? Like, but I don't think they could legally do that, but whatever. But things like that, I'm just like, I don't need to know. I don't need to know. I don't want to know. So we're just gonna, let God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, we are going to jump out of here before we glitch out again because we've had some technical difficulties.
Yeah, my computer just does not love me very much. So as soon as Teachers Talk Crime blows up, I will be getting a brand new MacBook professional, and she will have all the bells and whistles, and we will no longer have these problems.
Yeah.
But until then, the bell don't dismiss you.
We do.
So we will see you on Monday.
Monday.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.